Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Joining us this morning is Thomas Peacock. He's the author of a book that's just out now on Holy Cow Press. It's called Beginnings, The Homeward Journey of Donovan Manypenny. Thomas, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
You know, the last time we talked, we were talking about your new publishing company, Black Bears and Blueberries. Did I get the name right? I see the picture in my head of a bear and blueberries, but I wanted to make sure I got the name right. And we talked at that time about your conviction and the driving force behind that publishing company, that Native kids need to be able to read books that resonate with them. They need to be able to see kids that look like them in the books, topics that are familiar to them from their upbringing. I'm curious if this story is kind of the same idea for grown-ups. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, maybe it is, and maybe it isn't, but the idea for Beginnings actually is an idea, something that came out years and years ago, and I started working on it, and it never really went anywhere because the first manuscript was absolutely horrible, and I just set it aside for years. But I guess it is. It could be. I suppose if I twisted the story around a bit, that it could be. But it's not. It's not just a Native story. It's a coming home story, and I think that a lot of people like coming home stories.
I think a lot of people like the idea that there is a home to come to. Maybe they don't really have a home to come to, but they like the idea of reading about it, perhaps, in a book. This character goes to live in a white family, and the book isn't heavy-handed about it, but this sort of touches on the idea that there was a time in America's history, not that long ago, when Native kids could be adopted out of their communities, adopted out of their culture, and adopted by white families that would end up raising them pretty much as white children, even though that kind of, you know, for some, it really created kind of an issue.
It was during that period of time, right? That happened quite often, and there was a long history where Native kids were either placed in foster care or in adoptive homes, some, far from their communities and, of course, away from their cultures. In this particular book, I didn't really create that as an issue, though, because this particular story is more of a protagonist Donovan is removed from his culture, but doesn't have any kind of resentment over it. He sort of moves away from it, and forgets about being Native. He loses touch with it. It's a way to survive because his early years were so painful, losing his grandparents. Losing that way of life, the way that he deals with it is to push it into the closet and forget it. So he does that for 40 some odd years.
I think a lot of people do that. I don't think we're really taught as human beings always how to deal with pain and loss and when things can go catastrophically wrong. And I think sometimes it seems like the path of least resistance is to just put it in some kind of a mental box and move on. But things just don't seem to stay in that box, do they?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Donovan did. And in fact, one of the chapters in the book is in part of his journey home, he comes upon a woman named Ramona, and Ramona has pushed, her neglect and abuse during, physical and sexual abuse when she was growing up into her, her own closet and pushed it, and hid it and tried to forget it, but it keeps popping up in different ways. So I use that as an example of how people do that in different ways.
And so frequently, we don't see ourselves necessarily that we're doing it. We don't internalize. There isn't any kind of an internal dialogue. I am now refusing to deal with this, and I am. And it isn't until we see perhaps somebody else doing it that maybe the voice speaks in the back of our own head that says, "Oh yeah, does this look familiar to you at all?"
Right, right. And so the character Donovan, then after 40 some years of essentially living as a brown white man, is confronted, because, you know, with the reality that, well, maybe there is this home, and what if I have a family there, and it's through his daughter's own developing Native identity that she kind of pushes him along that path, and she gets him through, you know, getting him to a presentation by several Native elders, gets him really convinced that, you know, maybe this part of me is missing. Maybe I need to find out if I have this thing called home, if I have a family there, and maybe I need to find that out. So he then begins his journey, you know, journey to home, and not knowing if he's going to find anything there.
And the journey takes us to a place, I think, too, where, again, we have this hope on his behalf that he will find home, that he will find family, that there is that elusive thing out there for all of us.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, it is really, a universal story.
It's very much universal in that way. I use the... because Donovan is Ojibwe, he's Anishinaabe Ojibwe, I use the traditional Ojibwe story, the westward migration that happened probably at least 1,100 years ago. I use that as a framework, because when he begins that journey home, he follows the same path and makes the same seven stops as the original westward migration of the Ojibwe. He had, you know, 1,000-plus years ago to find their beginning, their home, in Madeline Island, in the Apostle Islands area, and that's also what Donovan does, makes his journey, you know, over 1,000 years later.
Well, it is a fascinating read. It is a wonderful read, and you're going to be making a number of appearances in the Northland. You're going to be at Spirit Bay Trading Company. You'll also be reading at Zenith Bookstore early next week. We'll get some links set up so folks can maybe try to attend one of those events, hear you share a little bit from the book, and maybe have the opportunity to shake your hand. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and a happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thomas Peacock, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Beginnings, The Homeward Journey of Donovan Manypenny is his brand new novel, and it's published by Holy Cow Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.